They won't have it today, but the Morris times when they used to have Kaveya Tainis for Gishom, and they didn't rain for a long time, used to be Kaveya Tainis, and they had a special trilas, what to daven, 24 brachas. Kineged me, Am Rab Chelboy, Kineged Chav Dalad, Renon Hashom HaShloima, Bishor HaShakat, Shehichnis, or on the base Kodesh HaKadoshim. When he wanted to bring in, there wasn't enough room, it didn't fit in, so he daven 24 trilas. So connected these 24 Renonis, they daven to Hashem, we have the Bakoshes to daven by Tainis. But the Gemara Yehoch, Yabazoi, Ko Yoyim Anami Nimrinu. Yabazoi, every single day we should also say it. Hey, this is an Indian to ask Bakosha. Like Shloima asked from Hashem, let the Oren go into Kodesh HaKadoshim. So every day we should daven 24 Tvilas. And the Gemara, no. Hey, Mesam Rinu Shloima, when did Shloima Melech daven this? The Yoima the Rachme, when he needed special Rachmanis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when he said this bracha. Hey, so that time the Oren didn't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he needed Rachmanis, he davened. Oba na nami, the Yoima the Rachme Amrilu. When do we say these 24 brachas? Only when we need special Rachmanis from Hashem. Or Yoima Tainis, when we didn't have Yishamu for a few weeks. Then we say this bakosha. But every day we don't have to ask for so much bakosha, so much rachamim. Trashi, Chav Dalad Renonis, the Pashas Vayamid Shloima, Rina, Tfila, Tachna, Kulon, Chav Dalad Rika. It says 24 different Lashonis there that Shloima is the Mavakish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yom of the Rachamim, Shehutzrach Lavakish Rachamim, Shedovku, Sorim, Zeb, Zeb, Lehoyu, Manichim, Likonis. La'achnis Oren lebeis Kodesh Hakadoshim. The walls didn't let the Oren come in. Can I mean my cotton? So we need a special Rachmonis. So Davin, who are din? When we need the Shaman, we have the special Tfilas. But every day we don't need such Pakoshes. Because the Machlekes in the Mishnah, our Tfilas Shemoneh Esrei every day. What are we supposed to Davin? Gamliel said we daven every day Shemoneh Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua said Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei. For the Gemara, what's Pshat? My Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei. What does this mean? According to Rabbi Yeshua, Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei. Rav Amar Me'ein Kol Brocha Brocha. That the first three brochas you say normal, and the last three brochas you say normal. Just the middle 11 brochas you say Me'ein each brocha. You make it short each brocha. Trash Me'ein Kol Brocha. Oyma Bekoitzer Mavorech Hakol Achas V'Yachas. Like Chayne Nadas. Ata Chayne Brocha Hashem Chayne Nadas. Is each bracha you say, just you make it very short. That's what raffles. We don't hold like that. We pass like Shmuel, or Shmuel Lama, no. The middle 11 brachas are all nichnul in one bracha. We say, Havineinu Hashem, Lakeinu Hashem should give us. L'adas to know the rachecha. Or Mela Samaveinu. L'yiroscha, which is Zeichet Aviyura. V'tislach lono, v'mesrachayim moichalos. L'yazgoylem, which is Zeichet Agulam. So each one of these is connected to another bracha. Is Atachonin connected Das, then Tzlach Lanu, then Gula is connected to Gral Yisrael, Rechaknu Mimoyavenu, take us away from our Oivim, Udashenu B'nai Satzecha, let us live in a nice place in Eretz Yisrael, Nebutzasenu Miyaba Tikabates, and all the people spread out, put us together again, Vatoyim Adaitcha, Yishpatum, people that make mistakes in your Das, give them Mishpat, Asrag Roshiba Shoftenu, the Allah Rishoyim, the Negla Mashinim, Tarn of Yodcha, pick up your hands, the Yismichu Tzadikim, the Binyan Recha, or the Tikkun Hechalecha, the Tzmichas Terem Ludovid Avdecha, the Richas Nele Ben Yisha Mishchecha, Terem Nikna Ato Se'ez Tanya, when the truth be calling, Hashem should answer us, Baruch Ato Hashem Shemei Atfila. It yields all 11 brachas, the middle 11 brachas, we're Kaveyu in one bracha. That's called the Ein Shemoneh Esrei. You don't have to make 11 brachas in between, just one. Rashi Havineinu, you only make one bracha shemei tefillah. The chol ha bracha shebein sholosh harishonis. It's the middle 11 brachas between the first three the sholosh achronis. Havineinu. What now Rashi explains, each one is connected to one of the brachas. Havineinu kineged atachinun. Omolas loveinu kineged hashivenu. Lesloyach lonu kineged slach lonu. Liyazgulim kineged gula. Mechen kula. And benois atzecha loshin nove. Our place where we live should be nice. As we should have a nice place to live, we should have a good panosa that's connected of Birchas Hashonim. So that's what Shmuel holds, that the bracha Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei is just one bracha Havineinu. and it's brought down halacha, then in a case where you don't have das or you're torah, and you don't have enough time to daven the Shemon Esrei, or in a case where mamish at the end of the Zman of the Shachris, and if you daven Shemon Esrei, you won't chap around to daven this manor, then you have the right to daven this Havileinu. Then you could daven Mi'ein Shemon Esrei. So the moral liyat to law Abaya man the master of Havileinu. Abaya gave the klolo that minastam you should not daven Havileinu. And both are emes halacha. That means minastam, if you go have time to daven, then you could daven. You're not supposed to daven avinu. As mikra dimi paslaka b'kiva says in the Mishnah. The kivayim im shkurat v'losu b'piv means if you could daven, mispalo yudches. Mitchilu you're supposed to daven the yudches. That's why Abaya gave a klolo if somebody wanted to make a derech sura to daven avinu. Just like Rabbi Kiva says in the Mishnah, v'yim lav if you can't be mechavan, you have some excuse, then you have a right to daven avinu. That means if you have a tzurich where you can't daven a long davening, you have to daven short, you have right to daven havdeinu, chutz, except mimoitzoy shams. We'll soon see, since you have to say havdolo, you have no heter to daven havdeinu. Or mimoitzoy yom tevin, mifnei shetzorach lemer havdolo b'chenin adas. Since you have to put in havdolo, you have to say the whole bracha about b'chenin adam das. For the Gemara, Mask of Lord Rabba Bar Shmuel, what's so gefährlich about saying Abdullah, the Nimru Brocha Revis of Niatsmo? So just say one more Brocha, Tatuchin Lord Nath, Atuchin Antonu, Chonin Ados, and then say Havanemu. What is it because one Brocha of Abdullah you have to say now all 11 Brochas? For the Gemara, Milo Tanan, didn't we learn anyway, that the Kiva Oimer, Oimra Brocha Revis of Niatsmo, that the Kiva Sheet there is that every Moitsoy Shabbos, how are you supposed to say Abdullah and Davanim, a special Brocha by itself? Is a bazundra brocha for Havdolah. Reb Loza wind up by door. Reb Loza says you say Havdolah in Hoidor. So you see, it's shayach to make a special brocha just for Havdolah itself. See, if I have your name, let's do like that. We'll make just one brocha for Havdolah, and then the rest, 11 brochas, will be the terrorists have an enu. For the Gemara, Otto Kolashana Kula Miyavdinu Kabakiva. Tahashtanami never. So we hold that Kabakiva a whole year round. All year round, we don't make a special brocha for Havdolah. We don't say like a new bracha in the middle of the bracha. Atochen lo dam das. We say havdala, but we don't make a new bracha. So you see, you can't be misak in new brachas. So the Gemara, kol asher nekula, my time malei of dina. Pay the reason why we don't make an extra bracha is Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva says that timni sorry tikin. They're only misak in 18 brachas. Sisrei lo tikin. They weren't misak in 19 brachas. They thought the first takana. Abahoch, hokinami. The same thing here also. Sheva tikun. They were only mistaken to say 7 brochas. Timni loy tikin. They were not mistaken to make 8 brochas. His Havineinu has 7 brochas to it. The first 3 and the last 3. And the middle Havineinu was 1 brocha. They weren't mistaken to make 8 brochas out of it. So that's why in Havineinu we can't make another brocha for Abdullah. So since we can't make a 9th brocha, an 8th brocha here, the 8th is only to daven the whole Shemon Esrei. You have to say all 18 brochas and then say Abdullah in Chinen Adas. For the Gemara Maskelo Mazutra, V'nichlo V'chlal Havineinu, Hashem Lokein Mamnavdu B'Kodesh Lechel. Because what's so shver? Tark only makes 7 brochas for Havineinu. Only say the first 3, the last 3, in the middle of brochas only Havineinu. I am Moitzoy Shabbos, you have to say Abdullah. So in Havineinu, V'nichlo Havdullah. Just like we do it, we put Havdolah in the middle of Atochen Lodom Das, we're Nichlo. There also be Nichlo. But tomorrow by Kasha, the good Kasha. Why we're not Nichlo? Trashi, Sheva Tikin, Sholosh Rishonah, Sholosh Achronah, Zavineinu. You're only mistaken 7 brochas. But Nichlo Lola Havdolah, Nichlal, Batech Havineinu, Kiderich Shukrelo, Bechonon Adas. Just like we say Havdolah in Chonon Adas. But Yom Ravineinu, Hashem Makenu, then right away, Hamavdu, Bechonish, Lachrelo, Das, and Rechecho. There is more about kasha. It's a good kasha why we don't do that there. So Lord Omer Rabbeva Bar Abaya, Kol Hashana Kula Mispal Lodem Havineinu. Like we had before, in a case where you're Torah, you can't have Kavono, you have Heted Daven Havineinu, of a Chutz Vimayse Geshonim, a Chutz in the winter time. Why? Mifnei Shetzorach Lema Shema Bebirchas Hashonim. You have to say the same Talmud Mutar. So that you can't say in the middle of Havineinu. The more maskava mazutra, what's so gefelich? But nichlo mechlal, with the shenenu, v'noisatzecha, that give us a nice house to live in, that's called brichas hashonim, and say right then, in the middle of Avinenu, the same talamota, what's so gefelich? To have to say the same talamota, put it in the middle of Avinenu. And the Gemara name, also not Rudy, we're afraid you come to make a mistake, you'll get mixed up, trash and litois. Like we said, in the Gemara's time, they didn't have the Siddur, remember the tapir. So in the middle, you have to say the same talamoto get mixed up. The Moriyochi Abizoi have dollar bechern adas nami also the true day. How do we lalocha? We daven yutches shmonesrei and mitzoy Shabbos. But we, where do we stay Havdolo? In the middle of Atochein. So why aren't we afraid if you put something new into Atochein in the middle of it, you'll get mixed up and forget the rest of the davening? Amri, Teretz says, Hossam, Kiva, the Yassi, Betchilos, Slusam, it's Atochein in the first middle bracha, Lemitrit. So then you're so ruggled the kach at the beginning of davening, we're not afraid. If you have to stay Havdolo there, you'll get mixed up and forget the rest of the davening. Avohocho, by the middle of Avinenu, by Birchas Hashonim, Kiva the Asiya Biemsa Slusa, about us coming in the middle of Avinenu, Mitrit. So in the middle of one whole bracha of Avinenu, to put something new in, you'll get mixed up. Mashenkein and Birchas Hashonim is in Yudches, like that's the Nusach HaBracha. Now the whole winter, we say a Saint Talamotu. That's my code, you get mixed up. Trashi Betchilos had Tfila Yocholodim Lechavin Daita Yaisa Minyemsa. When you start off davening, you have more kavod than you have later on. So that's a chanyim, we're not afraid to get mixed up with Avdolah. Mashenkein, the same talamot, you get mixed up. Maskla Rav Ashi, the name of the Shemaya Tfila. Let's say it in Shemaya Tfila of the same talamot. The Yomri, at the end of Tfila, his wife says, we only get mixed up, you have to say in the middle. If you say it at the end, though, you won't get mixed up. And you could say the same talamot in Shemaya Tfila. The Yomri of Tanchim, Omri of Asi, Toyer, Vloyhiska, Gavuras, Gishom, and Betriya Samesim. He's also to say, Masha Ruach Amar Nagoshim, you're supposed to say. And you skip, you pass the right of the Baruch Kela Kodesh. And if you got to say it, it's Machbir Noisei. You have to start over Shemon Esri again and say the Masha Ruach Amar Nagoshim. Sheilu Babrichas Hashonim. Let's say you said Brichas Hashonim and you forgot to say the same Talamotar. Ain't Machbir Noisei. You don't have to start Shemon Esri over again because you have an Eitzah. Of Neshe Yochul Oimu B'Shemeya Tfilah. When you come to Kiyator Shemeya Tfilah, you ought to say the same Talamotar. Because the same talamotar is the bakosha, and in the middle of Shema Kaleinu, you will have to ask for bakoshes. Mashenkein, Mashavruach Amorah Goshem is not a bakosha; it's only a shvach vado to Hashem. So shvach vado you can't say in the middle of Shema Tfila. A Shema Tfila is only bakoshes. So if you've got to say the same talamotar of Rochom, you have a right to say it later in the bracha of Shema Tfila. You can say the same talamotar. Mashenkein, you skip Mashavruach Amorah Goshem, you have to start over again. Let's say somebody forgot to say Havdolah and Chenin Hadas is also Loch Eimach Ziru Noisei. We don't say you have to daven over again on Mitzvah Shabbos. Because you can say it Alakos. So what do you see here? You see that the same Talamotah you could say in Shemei Atfilah. It's Mele Shren Havinenu. It's in the middle of the winter. In a place where you can't have Kavonim. You can't daven long. Why don't you have to say Havinenu? We're saying because you have to say in the middle of the same Talamotar and you get mixed up. Therefore, we're mistaken to say the whole Yutches Brochis. If the Kasha is said at the end, said by Shemei Tfila, you won't get mixed up. The Teretz is Torashani. You only have to say in Shemei Tfila in the case B'dievet, where you made a mistake, then you're allowed to go back to say it by Shemei Tfila. But about the Metchila, when you go to Davin, you're supposed to say the same Talamotar by the Brocha of Birchas Hashanim. There by Havinenu, if you're going to have to say it in the middle of the bracha Havinenu, you'll get mixed up. So Melech Hazal was mistaken. In the winter time, you don't have to enter to daven or Havinenu. You're going to daven at Tfilah Ketzorah in the summer months, and they're providing it's not on the Mitzvah Shabbos, not on the Mitzvah Yom Tov. Gufa, Amar Rav Tachman, Amar Rav Asi, Toi Eblo Yitzko Gurus Kishonim. If you've got to say, Mashav Ruch Amar Ragoshim, Betchia Sameh Samach Zirin, I say. You have to start over davening. That's the warning you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mokel HaKodesh. Or before that, Mechayim Esim. You said Mechayim Esim, then you have to start over again. Sheimah B'Birchas Hashon, you forgot to say the same Talamotar, Eimach Ziru Noisai. But Nei Sheyachol, Eimah B'Shemeh Tfilah. You can say it in Shemeh Tfilah. V'Havdolah B'Chayim Nadas, you got to say Havdolah, and also Eimach Ziru Noisai. But Nei Sheyachol, Eimah B'Lakos. You say it again, after davening, you can say Havdolah. Neisvei, Toiv Lehiskud Rosh Kishamim, B'Tchiyat Ameisimach Ziru Noisai. So that's good. He didn't say the same Mashavruach Amar Nagoshim, you have to be chayzer, that's good. Or the Sheilu B'Birchas Hashonim, Machzir Noisei. Here's the kasha. Here it says you forgot to say the same Talamotar, you have to start over davening, you have to start over again. And before we had, don't start over, say it in Shemei Tfilah. For Havdolah B'Chayim Nadot, if you got to say Havdolah, it's a Machzir Noisei. It's a Sheyachol Eim Malakos. But our part of the middle is Alocha. Here it says you've skipped the same Talamotar, you have to start over again. Before it says, say it in Shemei Tfilah. And the Gemara Lakasha, of the Yachid of Betzibur. Yachid, Shashi, Betzibur, the Yachid Machdir, I say. If he doesn't be Yachid, this Yachid over again. Betzibur, Rashi means Yachid, I'm a Spalin, and Matzibur, it doesn't have to be Chosen. So the Gemara, my time, Aloy, what's the Svar, if he doesn't be Betzibur, Aloy? Mishum Dishoma, if you want to say Mishum Dishoma, Mishir Tzibur, of course you could hear, Chazor Tzashas, and the Yachid from him, Iyachi, it should have said, the first right says the reason why you don't have to say it over again is because you can say it in Shema Tfilo. But you're saying the Svar is now Zavka B'tzibram, and you're going to hear the Shriya Tzibah say Shemon Esri over again, there'll be Yitzvah Nishmon Esri. That's not the time it says. So the more Ela Edi Vida B'yachid. Both rights are talking about a Yachid Zavka Nishmon Esri. And there's no Svira. Even though one right says if you skip the same Talamot, you have to daven over again. And once they said it in Shein and Shemei Tzvila, after the Gemara Poshet, Lekasha, Ho Diyatke Koidim Shemei Tzvila, Ho Diyatke Vosa Shemei Tzvila. Let's say you already said Shemei Tzvila, you started to say Ritzei. And now you remembered you forgot to say the same Talamota. So you have no way to say it now. You have to go back, you have to start, go back to the Bracha, Brichas Hashonim, and continue on. But Shein, if you're holding before Shemei Tzvila, you're holding in Samach David, and then you remember you didn't say the same Talamotar, you had a heptic could go on, and in the middle of Shema Tzvila you say it there. Mashenkin, if you passed it already, then you have to go back. So where do you have to go back here? In the case where the person remembered he forgot to say the same Talamotar, and he already passed Shema Tzvila, he started with saying, where does he go back to? So Tosfos learns here, he only goes back to the Brichas Hashonim. He starts off from Brichas Hashonim and says the same Talamotar. But the law of the Rosh and the Rambam things that we have to go back to Metchilas Shemon Esrei. You have to start over again. As once you skip the same Talamotar and you finished Shemei Tzvila, you have to start over from the beginning of Tzvila. Amar Rabbi Tamchon, Amar Rabbi Yom Rabbi Shurban Levi. Toiv lo hiskeh shel Rosh Chodesh Bavoida. As Metchilas is supposed to say in Rosh Chodesh Yalav Yovei, and we say it in Ritzei, by Avoida we say Yalav Yovei. Let's say somebody forgot to say it in Ritzei, is Chodesh Avoida. As you remember right after it say, go back to the beginning of it say and say Yalav Yovei. Niska Vahido, let's say you remember to say it in by Moedim. There you remember you didn't say Yalav Yovei, it's Chayzal Avoido. Go back to a Ritzei again, start there and say Yalav Yovei. The Sim Sholem, you started Sim Sholem already, and you forgot you didn't say Yalav Yovei, it's still Chayzal Avoido. Don't have to go back to the beginning of Shemon Esrei, just go back to Ritzei and say from there on with Yalav Yovei. Vashenkein v'im sayim, if you finish the Shemon Esrei, then chayz l'roish. Then you have to go over again. Now we'll soon see what's called sayim tefillah, what's called you finish davening, that you have to start davening over again. If you skip the Yalav Yovei. Now this prashtetel is not going by Marav. By Marav, the lacher is, you don't have to daven over again. Just by Shachmas and Minchan, Meshchadish, if you got this, the Yalav Yovei, you have to start over again. Chayz l'roish. Omer Rapopo, Breda Rav Acho, Bar Adam. Hodi Amora, that's what you said. Sayim, Chayz L'Roish, if you finish davening Shemon Esrei, you have to start over again. If you forgot to say, Yalav Yovei, Le Amor Nelish Oker Raglev. It's only if you already took the 3 steps back. Avoloy Oker Raglev, you didn't take 3 steps back, then Chayz L'Avoyde. Even though you already finished, I'm going to tell you so, Basholem, and we'll soon see Vaiti, you finish Shemon Esrei, but if you didn't take your 3 steps back, you still called the middle Shemon Esrei, and just go back to Ritzei and say from there on, Yalav Yovei. Omalei minolucho, how do you know such a chiddush? Omalei mi Abamori, no, from Abamori. Shmuel, I heard it from him. The Abamori mi Rav, and Abamori heard over from Rav. Some answer, it's a reliable psak. And even though you finished davening, still you don't have to be chayz l'rosh, just go back to Ritzei. We'll soon see the Hezbem. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, ha di Amori, that you say, oker raglav, chayz l'rosh, that when he started to take 3 steps back, he has to be chayz l'rosh, lo yamor ne l'shein or ragulay matachnunim. That's only if it doesn't usually say tachnunim, like we say the top Rashi, going to lakayin etzor, l'sheni meror, shanuayim b'amida achat tefila. If somebody's not wrong in saying the lakayin etzor, then we say as soon as he finishes davening, amavor chasam yisro b'sholom, it's called the end of Shemon Esrei, and he has to go back chayz l'rosh. Sheni meror matachnunim achat tefila say, avor rogo loy matachnunim, if somebody is rogo to say tachnunim achat tefila say, he's a locha then chayz l'avoida. You only have to go back to Avoy to go back to Ritzei. And he could be Ami Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. For the Amorim, that we said, Ki loy oker raglov. And this is where we pass him. That even in the case we did not take it 3 steps back,
is choizel avoidom, that it's not considered you finished davening yet, and you could still go back to Ritzei and continue on saying Yalav Yavlai, Loyamoron Ela Shirogolayma Tachnunim. That's only if you're a person that has ruggled to say Tachnunim, Achat Filosai. Because even though you finish on the Baruch Hazam Yisrael Basholom, yeah, but since you're still ruggled now to say more Tachnunim, it's not considered you finished davening yet, and you could say Ritzei and continue there on so with Yalav Yavlai. But somebody just ends off Shemanesim Baruch Hashem Yisrael Basholom, and he doesn't say L'kayin Etzor Achatz Filoso is Chazal Roish. Then, notice you do not have to Badafka take 3 steps back. Notice he's passing. It's not totally the taking the 3 steps back. It's totally when you finish davening, when you said Baruch Hashem Yisrael Basholom. If you don't plan on davening anymore, saying Tachnunim, that's called you finish the Shemanesri, even though you didn't take the 3 steps back. And then, if you remember, you didn't say Yalav Yavai, you have to be Chayz L'Rosh. Because if you're a person that always says Tachnunim, you say L'Kayin Etzor, then Tzorah, you didn't finish davening yet, then if you remember, you didn't say Yalav Yavai, you could go back to just to Ritzei. I tell you, says here, Hika the Yamri, next place, Toysus, Hika the Yamri, Omer of Nachman, Rav Alphys Posek, Hika the Yamri, the Barogo Loima Tachnunim, somebody's usually says Tachnunim, Leoka Raglov, Eina Chois Larosh, the Yamena Rogel, but if he's not Rogel to say Tachnunim, Gam Ki Leoka Raglov, even if he didn't take the 3 steps back yet, is also Chois Larosh. He has to go back to the beginning of Shemon Esrei, because when you said him, Rogel, Zami Yisrael Basholom, that's called you finished. The Yamoka, let's say somebody went 3 steps back, Gam ki rogel leim tachnunim, even if usually you do say l'kayin etzor, k'mer l'kayin etzor l'shani chayiz l'roish. But the mitzvah, if you did take 3 steps back now, that pshita and Shemon Esrei, then you do have to be chayzer. Just if you're a person that doesn't say l'kayin etzor, then when you finish a mavarech, that's called you finish Shemon Esrei, and then you have to be chayiz l'roish. Reb Loizu Oimer, Oisit filosoi kfa, is not called tachnunim. If you daven with a kfa, but the more my kfa, what does it mean a kfa? Omer Rab Yaakov Aridi, Omer Rab Oishio, Kol Shet Filosoi Doimelot Kamasi. Means like it's an oh, it's a burden, you have to come to Davin. Trashi Kamasi, Vaina Loshin Kfa, Choy Kavuhu Olai, Lispalo, Vesarach Nilotes Dechavosi. Like I'm forced, I feel like I'm forced to Davin. That's not a good meter, that's not called Tachnunim. For Aboran Amri, Kol Mi Sheino Oimra Voloshin Tachnunim. You realize that we pass them like both are remiss. That you have to say the Lashon Tachnunim in a nice way, slowly, like you're asking for something. That's called Lashon Tachnunim. Rabbi Yosef Darma Tavai, they said, Vigachidish, Kol Sheina Yochol Lachadish Bodover. If you can't be Mechadish something, please. If you can't be Mechadish something, Lachadish Bodover, Shrashi Bekshosoi, with Yabakosha, Vaino Lashon Kfa, means Kiyoim Kain Esmo Kain Mocher. It's the same way I daven yesterday, I'm davening today. I'm not asking for anything new. I mean, tachnunim means every day when you daven, you have to feel. You need something, you want something from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the reason why I'm davening today is because I want it. That's for that, it's not called a kvam. Kvam means I don't need anything new. I'm davening now, because the same way I daven yesterday, I daven today. So he holds every time you have to feel like you want something. Omer Reb Zeir, Reb Zeir said no. Ano yechil me lechadusha banusa. Really, every day I can ask for something new. I'm afraid if I'll start asking for my own makoshes, I'll be turned in my own makoshes, I won't have kavanah for davening. I'll be getting to my business so much that I'll forget about davening. So I should do my matridna. Shema eto, lo yeda lachs lomokim shavsati. I'll get off the track, I'll start thinking about what I need, and I won't know to get back to Shemon Esrei. So Mashmi, he didn't think into too many things, too mechadish new things. So halacha's not brought down, his halacha. Just brought down, he's supposed to say it for loshin tachnunim. At the bottom, so he says, Pir, last place is Pirish Rach, the Yem Yochel Leim a loshin tachnunim. If you could say it in a nice way, like a loshin tachnunim, afilu olav kamasai. Even if it's by you, it's if you feel I have to go today, I'm forced to daven, it's also good. Heavy tefillah ma'aliyon. Lebinin el loshin tachnunim bavad. Because you have to say it out nicely. Say it slowly, like your mamish mean that you're asking for something. Even though you really feel like you're forced to do it, it's also alright. Right, Abaye Bar Avin, Rabbi Chanina Bar Avin, the Amr Tavaya, they both say, Kol She'ein Mispalo, Im Dimdu Mechama, if you don't daven for the seeking in the morning, it means by Alois HaShachar, by Neitz HaChama, you don't start davening Shachris, that's called Kfa. Achidish. Zatrashi, Shayna Mispalim Nudume Chama. That means Hainu Loshin Kva, Tvilose Olof Chai Kavua. Lotzes de choybi. Just feel I'm davening because I have to daven. Well, the ain't no mat, but you don't really care. Lasteracha shas mitzvah v'yes rotzen. You don't care to do the mitzvah the best way possible. And the best eis rotzen is the daven to the sikin at the beginning of Neitzachama. The Yomar Reb Chiyah Barab, Om Reb Yechen, mitzvah l'espalim dumdum mechama. You know, in the morning, there's a mitzvah to daven in dumdum mechama. Trashi, in dumdum mechama means when the sun first comes up, that's called tefillas yotzer. Im ha-neitzachama. Hey, tefillas shachris, you should daven to the sikim when neitz. Or tefillas ha-minch also, im shkiyah tachama. When the sun goes down, right before shkiyah, that's the zman to daven mincha. The Yom Reb Zera, Mike Crow, we have the psukim for this. Pasuk says, Yiru'ucha im shomish. I mean, the Klai Yisrael has Yiru from Hashem, B'shas the Shemesh is going down, or B'shas the Shemesh is coming up. Or the V'nei Yareach Dodor, Neyarech, when the sun is going down, Rashi Yiru'ucha im shomish, Zut Filos Yetzer, as we should daven to Hashem, have Yiru when the sun comes up. Or the V'nei Yareach Zut Mincha, right before the moon comes out, that's right before Shkia, should have a Mincha. Of the tomorrow, Layat Allah b'Marava, and the Eretz Yisrael that gave a klolo like Aman the Matli in the Dumechama. Whoever is toimah to daven mincha so late by Shkia time, my time law, Dilma mitzvah for Leishosa. Maybe you'll miss it. If you're going to wait so long to daven, maybe your nine will happen then. You won't be able to daven mincha. You'll miss the zman. So whatever zman you hold, the zman mincha, you should try and daven a few minutes before. Don't wait till last minute because maybe you'll come a nine. You won't make it. Rashi, light marova, al mi shemashor tfila sa mincha, ad dimdu mechama. Imamish wait till the last second of the mincha. Val shema titra, ploy hashoi, they ain't it. We have rasman, you're waiting for you, coming into trouble. Maybe you'll miss this man a mincha. So, shouldn't have been so late. The Abishu Reina, ha mahalat bemokim sakona, mispal tfila kitsoro. The whole proshas ibu. So, and said any matzav you're in, any crisis you go through, you could say this tfila kitsoro. For the Gemara, my Peroshas Hebrew, what does it mean, anything you go through? Om Rav Chizda, Om Amar Rukfa, Afilu Bisho, Shata Mismale Aleim Ovra, Afilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is very angry at Klal Yisrael, Kish Ubra, like a pregnant Isha, when she's giving birth, she's very angry, she has a lot of pain, is Yilkot Sarcheihem Lefonecha. Still, the Yebusha should have Rachmonos in us and take care of us. Ika the Yarmi, Om Rav Chizda, Om Amar Rukfa, Afilu Bisho, Shem Oivrim Al Divrei Torah, Afilu Bisho, Klal Yisrael, doing Chatoim, doing Averis, still, the Eibush to have Rachmanos on us, you call Tzorchem lefunechem. We should have all our Tzorch and you should take care of us. Trashi, the whole precious Eibush, can my precious Eibush, Afilu b'shor shatim mismal aleim ovro, kish ovro, v'ochim mashma, b'chol in yonah precious Eibush, v'goyin ovro, anytime you're angry at us, you call Tzorchem, gluyim lefunechem l'vachim aleim. Should always know what we need, to have Rachmanos and give it to us. Afilu b'shor shem oivrim, loshim precious Eibush, shem poshim avera. They're going to do averis. Still, you should have Rachmanasimus. Tana Rabbonim, Hamahalech b'mokim gedudei chayiv alistim. If you go through a place where it's very dangerous, you can't have kavon, you can't stop there too long, mispalo tefila ketzorah. You have to set the Mishnah to daven at tefila ketzorah, which is not main Shmon Esrei, it's just one brocha. We have Ezel with tefila ketzorah, what's called tefila ketzorah? We have Lezer Waima Aser Ritzoncha v'shemayim imal, v'tein nachas ruach liyirecha. Mitachas and give nachas ruach to the tzaddikim. V'yatoyv benecho asay baruch ato Hashem shemei tefila. That's all you have to say. Yevishu vaymer shoma shava samchi. So listen to the tefilas of Klal Yisrael. V'yasei meherav k'shosem and do what we need. Baruch ato Hashem shemei tefila. Yevlozer v'yatzodik vaymer shema tzaka samchi Yisrael. V'yasei meherav k'shosem baruch ato Hashem shemei tefila. Acher morim this way we paskin. We'll say tzorcha yamchi Yisrael Reuben. His Klal Yisrael needs a lot of things. Their diet is ktsara and their das is very small. They can't take care of themselves. Is the rotsim lefonecha Hashem lakenon shetitim lecholecha diyecha ktei panasosli. You the Eibush to give everybody their panosom lechol gviya gviya every single person they machsara whatever he's missing you should take care and give to everybody. Baruch ato Hashem shemei tefila. That's called the tefila ktsara. Omer avuna locha kacherim. And this is the nusach you're supposed to daven. In the case where you know you're traveling and you won't have time to daven shacharis. As Makam and Makam listed that you can't stop and do anything more, so you're supposed to say this tefillah ketzira, this tefillah ketzira. Omalei and Liol Rabbi Yehuda. Liol told Rabbi Yehuda, Achvo the Rav Sola Chasida, Loi Tirtach, don't get angry. Voloi Techta, mainly you won't do Chatoim, because we get angry because that makes you do Averis. Voloi Tiro, don't drink too much to become Shikur. Voloi Techta, then mainly you won't do Chatoim. These two things make you do Chatoim. Don't get angry. and le tormid le tishtake v'yayin, don't drink too much. Ugashata yoytze le derech himlach v'kenecha, but say, before you go out on the derech, then you need to say tfilas haderech.
In other words, like first daven tfilas tfilah, first daven tfilas haderech. So it says, my himlach v'kenecha, what does it mean to say himlach v'kenecha v'tzei? Umer Rav Yaakov, Umer Rav Chizda means, who tfilas haderech, it's called tfilas haderech. All right, we'll stop here, continue on the next table, continue on.